This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, this is the third in a series of Civilization in Collapse with Gwendolyn Isaacs. And we were talking previously in the hour number one about John Jacob Astor. And when he died, his estate was about almost just under 1% of the estimated United States gross domestic product. Can you imagine that? One guy. And today, that's equivalent to about what Jeff Bezos' worth is. Well, in 2020 anyway. So, Jeff Bezos, John Jacob Astor, about just under 1% of the gross domestic product of the United States. Just one person at a time. Can you imagine that? It's enormous wealth. And you have to ask yourself, how is it possible that someone could amass that much wealth? I believe that it's impossible to do it without breaking the law, or without the extreme help of the government. I believe it's impossible. Now, I believe you can be a millionaire. I think that can be done by yourself through hard work, proven results, effort, honesty, integrity. I believe that's possible. Maybe even a few million. But I don't believe you can be a billionaire without some skullduggery. I don't think it's possible. The Kennedy clan didn't do it. Kennedy clan was involved in breaking the law. And would you say that smuggling opium is above board? I would say no. Would you say that getting the United States Postal Service to discount shipping costs to you to operate your business, so that your competitors would not have a fair shot at being a rival? Do you think that's fair? I don't think it is. So I believe that that's what's happened with the current the current wealthiest guy. I believe he just, all of those wealthy guys currently, I believe, have been involved with the government, and they've gotten cozy deals that the rest of us, we're not going to get it. Amazon could ship a cast iron skillet to me for about $18, whereas I couldn't ship an empty box across the road for $18. But Amazon can get me a real heavy cast iron skillet delivered for $18. That's what I'm talking about. Gwyneth, back to you.
It's been alleged by certain people online that the likes of Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos are only front men anyway. And that perfectly fits with how the mafia operates. And why should the globalist mafia be any different from any other mafia? I mean, it's, you know, if something unfortunate were to ever happen to them, they would just be replaced by another front man. So they've got no real skill, possibly. You know, I would love to see them really build a business from the basement up. I would love to see them. I genuinely would, without any special privileges or special help or getting left alone, you know, by the tax office or whoever, you know, which I believe that they have. I believe that they've received sweetheart deals. That's my opinion. I'm allowed my opinion. And, you know, but why is it that if I try to set up anything, I have endless problems. And if they try to set up everything, everything just goes so smoothly for them, you know. Whereas if somebody like me tries to do it, it's endless red tape. Just endless. It's just impossible. I don't even bother trying because I know that, you know, I would spend like 25% of my time doing what actually needs to be done to make money in the business and 75% of my time dealing with bureaucratic nonsense. This is it. But the thing is, because they can't actually do anything, As I say, they couldn't manage chicken pen to lay eggs. They genuinely couldn't. They genuinely could not manage a chicken pen to lay eggs. That, you know, you could, I could, but, you know, they would, I don't know, try and see if the chickens could get by on 10% less grain. 20% less grain? Let's see what happens to the chickens if you do that and don't replace them, their food with some other sort of food that's just as good. You know, it's absolutely mind-blowing. But I would like to go into the details of what I wrote, kind of point by point. And just explain things in a little bit more depth, Vincent. Would you mind if I did that for a bit?
That would be wonderful. I just have one comment. So one of the most obvious examples of this collapse is Joe. There are people who drive for him. There are people who fly him around. There are people who cook for him. There are people who shop for him. There are people who protect him. There are people who blow up portions of the planet for him. There are people who write speeches for him. There are people who show him which door leads back to his office at the White House. What does he actually know how to do to provide for himself and his family, let alone us, we the people? And I submit to you, not much. Back to you.
Yeah. Okay. Now, for example, okay, one thing that I mentioned in here, what will happen to the bodies of the people who take the antidote jab? Now, you might think that it's, you know, a bit sci-fi me saying that there's going to be an antidote jab to the death jab. But there's actually been media reports coming out stating that, and they say that they're working on another jab that they can give people so that they stop dying. And that has been reported in the press. And you can pretty well bet your bottom dollar that if they say they're working on it, they've already got it. That's sort of the code that they use. And that, you know, maybe there's a few less people dropping dead in the streets and on television broadcasts than there once were. I don't know. But it's going to have bad effects. Because nothing that they do is without side effect. And I would like, I would be really, really interested sometime from either Dr. Shirley or Dr. Shirley Soren on what the effect would be if you could not sleep. What would be the effects on your body if you could not sleep and could not die? Because the normal effect, as I understand it, after about a week of no sleep, the body shuts down and you die. That is what I understand it. But what if you could not sleep and could not die? That would be something to contemplate. Your flesh, every night when you go to sleep, your body goes through a healing cycle, okay, where your body cannot regenerate damaged tissue when you are awake. It has to sleep in order to regenerate tissue. And I'm not exactly sure why, but I know that this is true, just from what I've read about anatomy and biology. And that's why, if you have a serious illness, all you want to do is sleep. Because that is your body on a healing cycle. And you will wake up, and you'll be awake for half an hour. And I have been this sick in my life. For instance, when I had my horse riding accident, I was sleeping for maybe 20 hours a day after my horse riding accident, because my body was really seriously damaged. You know, I broke 13 bones, punctured a lung, dislocated my hip. I was in a bad way. And if it hadn't been for modern medical technology, I probably would have died. But I'm still here, bless God. And but I slept a lot, and that's the reason why. If you could not sleep, and this is something that's actually prophesied in the Bible, that the people who sign on to the beast system, they will never sleep again, but they will be unable to sleep. Would your body continue to degenerate? Because every one of our muscles has degradation every single day. Some of the muscle cells die, and then we need to sleep, and then the muscles heal themselves and create new muscle cells, and you actually wake up every day with a brand new set of muscle cells. And this is why I say that as they cannot sleep, their muscles begin to waste away, and their tongues begin to rot in their mouth. And their eye sockets begin to rot in their eye sockets. Their eyes begin to rot in their sockets. And those things are prophesied as well. Now, your tongue regenerates itself, I think, about once every 2 weeks or once a month or something. Just imagine if your tongue could never regenerate itself. It would rot. Because that's the opposite of regeneration, is degeneration, which is rotting. And I'm just hypothesizing here of what would happen if you could not sleep and were also unable to die. And I think that's what would happen. I think you'd turn into a zombie.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's talking about the great collapse. We're in it. And there's no question in my mind. There's no question in Gwyneth's mind. Gwyneth, please continue detailing what you mean.
Okay. Yep. Well, that's the physiological side of things. I think that's how it's going to unfold. And all of these things are prophesied in the Bible. And like I said, you can't stop it. And so Jesus actually gave the answer. He said that when you see the abomination that causes desolation in the holy place, that's the time to get out. That's the time to head for the hills, not look back, not delay. And I believe that we have seen that with the transvestite, whatever you want to call them, having their strip shows in the sanctuary of a church. That is definitely an abomination that causes desolation. Okay, it destroys people. It really, really does, that lifestyle. And to see that in the sanctuary of a church, in a holy place, is in my humble opinion, that fulfills that prophecy. I believe that there's going to be another fulfillment when the temple's built, you know, in Jerusalem. I know that they're planning to build the temple. They're prefabricating it as we speak, and that there will be an abomination that is set up in the Holy of Holies, in the holy place, in the temple in Jerusalem. But that's going to be the last minute. the time to get out, the time to prepare, the time to get your estate in the countryside is now. And the earlier you can begin to do things like learn how to farm, learn how to garden, grow vegetables, grow fruit trees, keep chickens, rabbits, maybe sheep, cattle, goats, whatever, pigs, whatever takes your fancy, the time to do that is now. So do not delay, because every day that you delay is a day that you are losing on your preparedness schedule. And like I say, people are going to do this, and people are going to be people are being strongly encouraged to live in town, move into town, don't move out to the countryside. The beast does not want people living on small holdings or even ranches, stations, as we would call them in Australia, out in the countryside. Services are seriously restricted. There's no electrical supply usually here in Australia on rural estates, and there never will be. There's no water supply. All of that you've got to provide for yourself. You know, but people who move into an area who have the same mindset, they will group together and form communities. And they will begin to work together. And that's what I'm saying. And that's only right. The time to build those communities is now. Because it takes years to really observe people to see who you can work with and who you can't work with. Who is trustworthy? Who has problems under pressure? Who is reliable? Who is not reliable? All of these things take years and years to work out. And to think you can rely on somebody in a crisis and then a crisis happens and they fall apart, that could be fatal to your plans. It really could be. So that's why I'm talking about here about the community, and ham radio is the other thing. And all of the details that I'm going into here about ham radio, and I would love to get my ham ticket and a ham kit when I begin to get some finances available. I think that's going to be a really good idea, Vincent.
I do too. I do too. And you can power it with 12 volts right off your solar system. We're going to a break. We'll be right back. Yeah.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Democrats are introducing legislation to expand the Supreme Court. A group of U.S. Senate and House Democrats reintroduced the Judiciary Act of 2023. It's a bill that would add four seats to the U.S. Supreme Court. The Constitution generally grants Congress control over the size and structure of the federal courts. However, since the end of the Civil War, the court size has been set at 9 justices. Georgia's Democrat Representative Hank Johnson says the Supreme Court must expand to save democracy and the planet.
And today, a 6-3 far-right supermajority on the United States Supreme Court threatens our rights, our democracy, and our planet.
Still no deal on the nation's debt ceiling. President Biden and Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy edged closer to a deal to avoid a looming U.S. debt default yesterday, agreeing the default is not going to happen. Lance Pry, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
It's gonna be sliding.
Sign up to Twitter today.
Flash.
Take my. When you go to the PC, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, a quick comment on what Gwyneth Isaacs was saying. You know, we've talked about having meetings around the kitchen table. You know, let's say it's all gone south. And you're trying to protect your farm. And you have a few people who have joined you, and you meet around the breakfast table, and you're assigning the tasks for today. Who's going to do what? And you have four corners of the farm, north, south, east, and west. And you say, okay, so you will take the corners of the farm. You'll have a two-way radio. You'll go to your post. You'll stay at your post. You will not fall asleep. You will be vigilant. You'll pay attention. You're on guard. No idle radio chatter. Stay on task. If we are being invaded, your job is to let us know so we can rally our defense. The question is, do you know four people who you would absolutely positively trust to maintain an 8-hour shift, to not smoke, to be vigilant, to pay attention, not walk off, not find shiny things, and lose concentration. Do you know anybody whom you would entrust your life to in that mode of operation? And everyone I've asked has had a great deal of difficulty finding people outside their own family who meet that criteria. Gwyneth?
Yeah, most people would have a great deal of trouble finding people inside their family who could do that. You know, it's not an easy task. Even if their lives and the lives of their loved ones depended on it, that's something that would be... We are so used in our society to having short attention spans. We've been trained to have short attention spans. But in this sort of situation, having a short attention span will kill you. And we have to train ourselves to concentrate, much like our ancestors just 25 or 30 years ago, 40 years ago, had greater concentration spans. I mean, try watching a television show that was made during the 1980s, and you will immediately notice that it has a slower pace. Immediately. Even something that might be considered an action show, like, I don't know, The Dukes of Hazzard. I've got, on one of my hard drives, on one of my computers that I've got around here, I can't look at it at the moment, but I have a copy of the original Dukes of Hazzard pilot that was first written and narrated by... Well, it wasn't written by Waylon Jennings, but Waylon Jennings did the narration on it. And you've got car chases that are like 10 minutes long. And that's something that would not happen in a modern film. Because people would say, is that car chase still happening 10 minutes later? And this is like 10 minutes out of a 1.5-hour film. And that, you know, it's just something that just, they would not do it these days because people would get bored of seeing the car chase. Does that make sense, Vincent?
It absolutely does make sense.
That's what I'm seeing.
It absolutely does make sense. And back in 1993, when I was teaching high school, at a public high school, I was teaching computer science, I adopted the character of Lieutenant Frank Colombo as a means of keeping my students' attention. Because I said to them, like early on, maybe day number one, I get it. So y'all watch TV, and there's a new scene every 3 seconds, and here I am, I'm trying to compete with that, but I'm live, real time. I can't compete with 3-second scene changes when I'm live in front of the class. So what I literally did, literally, was I adopted the character of Lieutenant Frank Colombo of the Colombo series, the guy who really did know what he was doing. He did know. But he was confused in appearance. He acted like he didn't know. And he put his opponents off guard all the time because they couldn't figure him out. And that's why I chose Lieutenant Frank Colombo. And by the way, he and I went to the same university. Back to you.
Yeah. One of my favorites is Sherlock Holmes. I have always been a big Sherlock Holmes fan. And I mean, that's probably a 19th century version of Frank Colombo. notices everything, but stands back and just looks, just observes, and just sits there and thinks, you know. But if you watch a Sherlock Holmes film made for television that was made in the late 1970s or early 1980s, there's a very excellent Sherlock Holmes series that was made at that time. And then you watch a Sherlock Holmes movie that was made, I think it was about 2015 there was one that was made. And they, you know, but the one that was made in the 1970s, 1980s, the series that was made for television, they have very long scenes, and he often sits there for 30 seconds, which is a long time in television. 30 seconds is like, it's practically forever in television. But he will sit there just staring at something for 30 seconds. And it's almost ridiculous by modern standards, but that's what will happen. And he's thinking. And we'll see somebody walking for like 2 minutes along a path. Just no sound, no nothing. They're just walking. And then you'll see the other person come along the path. Oh, hello. How are you today? I was just thinking of you. Just before, you know, and it's just that the pace of it is so slow compared to modern standards, and you have to sit there, you have to think, and you have to concentrate, and you have to notice everything because it's all a vast riddle. And that's what Arthur Conan Doyle wrote. He wrote riddles. That's what the Sherlock Holmes books are. Much the same as Columbo, much the same idea, but an earlier generation, of course. And then you look at the modern Sherlock Holmes movie that was made in about 2015, and they have half-second scene changes. Every half-second, and it will have, like, within 10 seconds it will have 20 or 30 different scenes. Just zoom, 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 zoom. And it's like you're sitting there going, what? What was that? You know? And it's supposed to represent the speed of his thought. But that's not what Conan Doyle was writing. He was writing that this guy did not think quickly, but he was an observer. And Columbo was an observer. It's the same idea. And it's really interesting that we come from slightly different cultures, but we have such similar tastes in literature. That you've always been a fan of Columbo, and I like Columbo too, because it's much along the same track. I remember one that I saw where there had been a murder in this big mansion, and everybody was, you know, trying to cover up, and there are all sorts of shenanigans going on, and so much intrigue and all of that going on in the background of the family, because it was an immensely wealthy family. And the whole key to solving the mystery lay in an ashtray. I don't know if you remember that episode, but there was cigar ash in an ashtray, and you just see Columbo staring at the ashtray for 30 seconds. I don't know if you remember that episode, Vincent.
Yeah, and yes. And
then it says,
There's another series that... 30
seconds. That wasn't there yesterday, was it? And he'll say something like that. And then they're, oh, no, that was there yesterday. And he'll put his hand up to his chin and say, I must be mistaken, but I'm sure that that wasn't there yesterday. You know? And that's how he was. Very, very similar. Does that make sense?
There's a television series that I recommended for homework for our class. It's called Combat, C-O-M-B-A-T. 1960s series, 1960 series. Ran for about 5 years. Vic Morrow, Rick Jason, and they said more with their eyes and their facial expression. Now I'm talking about real expressions. I'm not talking about made-up expressions. Real expressions. The quality of the acting was absolutely superb, especially Vic Morrow. And the reviews will tell you that they could say more in a few seconds with just their eye movement on a close-up than can be said by many actors with a full or half page of script. Absolutely true. And it's very slow motion compared to what we're looking at today. And it's black and white. And so the last season of Combat was filmed in color. The previous four seasons were black and white. And I don't think the color season held a candle to the black and white. It was so much better in black and white. It really was. So there's a lot to be said for intent. There's a lot to be said for delivery. And in that line of thinking, when you talk about society and civilization in collapse, in New York City right now, there is a problem with rats that is so pervasive, so expansive, that there are as many or more rats than there are people. Literally. So the rat czar was hired at $155,000 a year, a former elementary school teacher who has been partnering up with the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab. And the plan is to get people to think that rats are a delicacy so we can eat our way through the rat plague. No kidding.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So class, New York City has been reported to be in the fight to pass laws to reduce beef consumption. They're saying that the farming of beef is a huge contributor to climate change. And what they want to do is have New Yorkers replace beef that they eat with rat.
Oh.
And the plan is the rat population will be eaten down and the earth will heal because we won't be producing as much beef.
No. Now,
I submit to you there will be, if we had to mow our fields, 241 acres, half of it is fields. So let's say 120 acres of fields, pasture, hay. If we had to mow that, we would start mowing on Monday, and we would end on Sunday, and it would be time to start mowing again Monday morning. We would be mowing forever. Instead, what we do is we let the cows eat the grass, and they mow it. And we don't have to use the fuel to mow the grass, except twice. We mow it twice, once to cut it for hay the beginning of hay season, and then at the end of hay season. We do it twice. Not every week. Not 52 times a year. So I think these climate change advocates, well, the people who are saying that beef is causing the problem, they're morons. They're absolute morons. And so I encourage everyone who thinks it's a problem, the cows are a problem, I encourage them to eat those rats. I think it'll be great. This is just, if you think about it, what you really need to do is discourage the rat population. That's all you need to do. Make it difficult for rats to flourish. And that would be to waste less. That would be to throw out less food. For then the rats won't be able to find the food. And they'll starve themselves out. But no problem. We've got an elementary school teacher who's working on the problem.
That's a pretty good idea, Vincent. Make me the rat czar.
Absolutely.
And I'll have New York City with a negligible rat population within 2 years, I'll do myself out of a job.
Yeah.
I really would. And I would take that $300,000 that I'd earned from being the rat czar, and I would set myself up in the most cute, amazing farm imaginable, probably out in Missouri somewhere, just over from your place. And I'm sure that $300,000 would set up a marvelous farm.
It would. It would. $185,000 would probably buy right now close to an 80-acre farm. But you know what's happening, Gwyneth?
Well, that was
the people who are moving in are bulldozing everything. They want it swept clean. They want all the old stuff, the old barns, images of the predecessor. They want all that gone. It's like if they were going to paint a house on the inside, it'd be all white. Be very few items in the house, be all white, pristine. But that's not the way farming is. Farming's not like that at all. Farming is implements. It's fields growing at different stages. It's animals. It is not pristine. It's not. It's nature. It's nature. Unless it's factory farming. In our farm, it's nature.
You know how I would get rid of the rat fences? I would get rid of all restrictions on the ownership and breeding of cats. All of them. Right? If you want to
have
a cat lady with 20 cats at her place, that would be just fine. And I can guarantee that within a year, the rat population in New York would plummet. And not only that, if somebody didn't want to have a cat, I would say, right, well, I'm going to make it so that you get free non-toxic rat bait station that you can install in your house or your apartment. Will not kill your pet. And that's how I'm controlling the rats in my place at the moment. And I probably will get a cat or cats as well in the near future.
Yeah.
To keep a head on the problem long term.
I agree.
That's right.
Do you ever wonder what happened to all the chipmunks? When I was a child, there used to be a lot of chipmunks. I haven't seen one in years. Not one.
Wuffering.
Where did all the chipmunks go? Wuffering.
Rat bait.
Gwyneth, great class. Thank you so much for teaching. See you next Wednesday, same time, same station.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.